The following item was taken from the September 2003 edition of Infotech magazine. If you would like to learn more about Infotech, you can visit the website of TNT Consultancy Limited, who produced the magazine, at www.tnt-consultancy.com. That's www.tnt-consultancy.com. Or the official Infotech webpage at www.hartgen.org/infotech.html. Hartgen is spelt H-A-R-T-G-E-N, and Infotech is I-N-F-O-T-E-C-H.
The Key to Freedom, produced by the Ceratec Corporation in the US, is portable technology which has made very little impact within the UK. This is because, as yet, there is no UK distributor of the product. But, as with many items, it's also about a lack of education as to what the technology will allow you to do. So this article will tell you about the Key to Freedom, which, with strong support behind it, could bring technology to people who have not previously experienced it, particularly bringing the internet alive to people who have found screen reading technology difficult to master or who do not want to go down that route at all. The forerunner to the Key to Freedom was the Freedom Box, which is still available in several different versions. This and additional technology has now been incorporated into a very small key-like device, which simply plugs into the USB port of any computer. Provided you have a USB port, a sound card, and an internet connection via a modem or through a broadband utility, you are ready to go. The speed of the computer is not that important in terms of the processor and also the amount of megabytes of RAM you have on the machine. The Key to Freedom will function correctly on many low-spec computers, which makes this very ideal for people who have had a machine for quite a number of years or if it's been passed on by someone else. Provided it's running the Windows operating system, Windows 98 or later, then this will be fine. So imagine the potential. You'll be able to have access to your email and the rest of the internet through speech output anywhere. In an internet cafe, perhaps. At the home of a friend or relative. A library, a school, a college. As I say, literally anywhere. You could be up and running in just a couple of minutes. I've already given you an indication as to what you can expect from the Freedom Box by using the terms email and the internet. It is a package which embraces an email service, access to the web, participation in a user community of Freedom Box users, a scanning package enabling you to read printed documentation assuming a scanner is attached to your computer, and all of it has been especially designed for the visually impaired user. So the interface is much like that offered by companies like AOL, in that it is all tied together in a user-friendly interface. For example, as well as being able to access any website of your choice, you can enter sections of the Freedom Box where collections of websites have been grouped together to ensure easy navigation. Even better than that, the Freedom Box network can be controlled using either the keyboard or your voice.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Network.
You're logged on.
The concept of the Freedom Box product group, including the Key to Freedom itself, took an immense amount of development and planning, as Terry Clasper discovered when he talked recently to Mike Calvo, CEO of Ceratec.
Freedom Box originally was created to allow folks access to online products and services with very limited training. We were able to put those things into first the standalone box, then we released our software, which allowed the ability to turn any computer into a Freedom Box by simply installing the software onto a home computer. Then as our users started getting more and more familiar with the system and how it worked, they wanted to take it with them. And that's kind of where the Key to Freedom was born.
So, Mike, who is the Key to Freedom aimed at? Is it aimed at people who have technical knowledge, people who want to use a computer almost anywhere, or people who have no technical knowledge but want to be able to take advantage in a user-friendly environment of technology which many of us who are computer users take for granted on a day-to-day basis?
I would say that FreedomBox has a little bit of something for everybody. Our main focus at the beginning was the third user that you mentioned, the person who wanted to get online, didn't want to have to go through the hours and hours of training, didn't have the large amounts of money that it cost to get the technology. On the other hand, we have found that a lot of current computer users use access to our network through our web interface and through other levels of access that we've created within the last year because they like our content. So as I said, I think it's got a little bit for everybody.
Speaking of flexibility and appeal, it presumably isn't just a case of making the content be appealing. It's also a case of making the user interface appealing. What work has been done in that regard to make it as usable as possible by as many people as possible?
I'm glad you asked. Our patent-pending flexible user interface has played a great part in cutting down the training time and the ease of use for our users. For example, you can use various methods of input, and you can receive your output from the FreedomBox in various methods as well. Our coin phrase is we're here to humanize the computer, not to computerize humans. And that's really true. Our flexible user interface allows you to input information into the FreedomBox with a variable language method. The FreedomBox is very forgiving in a way of it handling voice input. For example, when you delete an email, you can delete it, you can trash it, you can dump it, you can get rid of it. When you start your email, you can start email, start mail, open email, get my email. All of these phrases will basically open the email client for you. Our other methods of input, we have the keyboard as a whole, where you can use various letters on the keyboard, or you can use numbers on the keyboard, or you can just use the keypad. If you just learn how to get around the keypad and you want to really fly through the FreedomBox, and you know the novelty of talking to it kind of wears off. For output, we use text-to-speech, we use graphics, and we do have the ability to use Braille at this time. So basically what we've done is created an environment where all access methods are created equal.
Okay, well, let's learn some more about what is available to us from the Key to Freedom and listen now to Brian's demonstration of the product. After that, Mike, we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the things that we discover as we walk through the demonstration with Brian.
The Key to Freedom looks exactly what it says it is. It is a very tiny key-like device, and what I'll do is just take the cap off it, which will expose the part of the key that needs to be plugged into the USB port of your computer. If you were going to install the Key to Freedom for the first time, if you were running Windows 98, you would need to download the drivers for it from the freedombox.info website. However, this is a plug-and-play device, so because I'm using Windows XP, when I first connected the Key to Freedom, it automatically installed the drivers and was practically ready to go in under a couple of minutes. I then had to go through a very simple registration procedure, giving my name, my email address, and various other details that it needed to know. There was also a username which I needed to give the system, which is part of the derivation for your FreedomBox email address. Once that's been done, it asks you whether or not you would like to have the Key to Freedom log you in automatically, rather than have to type in any identifying details later on, such as a username or password. So I chose this option, so when we do connect the Key to Freedom in just a moment, it's automatically going to log me into the FreedomBox network. I think the thing which was slightly off-putting for me was that when I received the Key to Freedom, I literally received just that in the mail. There was no documentation. There is some documentation on the website about how to install the product, but very little about how to use it. There's no official manual that I could find anyway on the website. And really it was just a case of plugging it in and seeing what happened. There is actually an audio file which can be downloaded from the website and which runs after the initial registration process, if I recall. This is a brief 15-minute audio tour of what the Freedom Box can do. It's extremely rushed. The delivery of this audio tour reminded me of going into a big American film or something like of that nature, really. It was very quick. It was all over in a flash.
Hello, my name is Michael Love, content director for the Freedom Box, where our goal is to humanize the computer, not computerize humans. My job is to find and add interesting internet links and to help you to learn and navigate your new Freedom Box. In the next 15 minutes, I will cover each option, some choices within, and useful keyboard commands. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to content@freedombox.info. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn about what the Internet has to offer with your new Freedom Box. Whether you like to type in commands, navigate by voice, or both, our flexible user interface allows you to do what works best for you. At any time you are unsure what to do, you can either say help or what are my choices? Or you can press the plus key on the numeric keypad to hear your options. To prevent conversation or your speakers from interfering with the Freedom Box uses push-to-talk keys so only the words you want heard will be processed. Before speaking, press the left control key located at the lower left corner of the keyboard or the dash or minus key located at the upper right of the numeric keypad. You will hear a click to confirm that the software is listening.
Okay, I've unloaded my screen reader. I'm going to plug in the key to freedom. And that means that a USB device is now connected, and I've just got to wait a few seconds.
Wait a few seconds for authorization to complete.
Hello, Brian. You have 60 days left in your trial period. Would you like to subscribe to the Freedom Box Network now?
Time to introduce some conventions. Key 1 on the keyboard is yes, key 2 for no, or I can hold down the control key and give it a voice prompt, then let the control key go. No.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Network.
You're logged on.
Very good.
Email.
Okay, that tells me that I've got some email.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
This is a bit like audio description, you know.
Choose one of the following. 1. Mail. 2. News Center. 3. Entertainment Guide. 4. Weather Information Service. 5. Freedom Forums. 6. Information Center. 7. Freedom Scan. 8. TV Listings. 9. Shopping Mall. 10. Chat. 11. Employment Center. 12. Browser. 13. Talking Toolbox. 14. Talking Typing Teacher. 15. Travel Agency. 16. Bill Payment Services. 17. Online Banking. Exit Freedom Box. For help anytime, say help or press the long plus key on the keypad, which is just below the talk button.
Okay, sorry about the crackling that went on there. That seems to happen occasionally using my sound card on my laptop. And it seems to happen with the Freedom Box more than any other product. Anyway, you've got a lot of options there, and I let them go through. principally because I wanted you to hear the huge variety of content that's available. I have to say that a lot of it is very American-orientated. A lot of the radio stations, for example, the online banking, even the shopping, the travel agency. You can imagine the kind of things that would have an emphasis towards the American public. If the Freedom Box is to have any impact in Britain at all, the delivery possibly would have to be changed in terms of the menu options. But also there would need to be some inroads made into adjusting some of the content that was available as well. You probably noticed right back at the beginning of the demo there, it said, "Hello, Brian." That is the screen reader voice that's used with the Key to Freedom, and it's actually quite clear. That is the voice that is used to read a lot of the text content, for example, on websites and so on. The other female voice that you're hearing just gives you the initial prompts of the kind that you just heard from 1 to 17, I think it was. And we were also alerted to the fact that we had email. Okay, let's get some help. Help.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Assistant. The assistant was designed to help you navigate and manage all the applications in your Freedom Box. At any time, you may make the assistant active by just saying assistant. From the assistant, you can start, stop, and get back to any application. To start an application, say its name. To stop it, say stop, followed by its name. For example, to stop the email application, say stop email. To stop all running applications, say stop everything. When you're done using your Freedom Box for now, say exit. We hope you will enjoy your Freedom Box.
Mail.
Starting mail. Please wait. Welcome to the email. You have one new message. What would you like to do now?
Read mail.
Okay, please wait. Message one is from
Brian Harkin.
And has subject
Ari, this is a test. Received on Saturday, August the 30th at 3:09 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Hi, thank you for this message. Brian Harkin, Technical Consultant, TNT Consultancy Limited, Unit 9, Immix Business Park, Ormond Street, Fenton-Stoke-on-Trent, ST, April the 3rd, NP, Telephone 08452-303015, Fax 01782-593481, Email, brian.harkin@tempconsultancy.com, URL, http://www.tempconsultancy.com, Original message from Brian Harkin, Mildo, harkin@freedombox.com. Said August the 30th, 2003, 20 o'clock to Brian Harkin. Subject, this is a test. Hello, hi, this is a test.
What would you like to do now?
Delete message.
Okay. The message is now in the trash and will permanently be deleted in a week. You have no more new messages. Welcome to the email. Your mailbox is empty. What would you like to do now?
Send message.
Okay, please wait. Do you want to choose a recipient from your address book?
No.
Please say the recipient's email address character by character or type it.
I'm actually going to type it because I'm likely to get more accurate results and it's a little bit faster as well. Now I'm going to press enter.
Do you want to send your message to
Terry.Glasper@tempconsultancy.com.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to add this address to your address book?
Yes.
Okay.
Please say the name of the person you want to add to your address book character by character or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Okay, I've typed it in.
You entered
Terry Glasper.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Terry Glasper
is now in your address book. Do you want this to be a voice message or a text message?
Text.
Okay.
Please say the subject character by character or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
I'm going to type this because this is one of the annoying things about it. You can't actually dictate words at all. You have to spell out any message that you want to send, either in the subject field or the body field of the message, character by character. And we'd be here all night if I did that. So I'm going to type it in now. I'm going to type test of freedom box and press enter.
You entered
test of freedom box.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Please type the message.
And in fact, it never even prompted me that time to be able to spell it out using my voice, so I'm not absolutely sure that you can. This is a test of the Freedom Box for the Infotech Audio, which I think I've spelt wrong, but I'm not sure. I can't
This is a test of the Freedom Box for the Infotech Audio.
Okay, I have got it right. Okay, magazine. I just pressed control left arrow there and it seemed to repeat it, so we're doing okay. I'll press enter.
You entered. Hi Terry, this is a test of the Freedom Box for the Infotech Audio magazine. Do you want to add to this message?
Okay, so every time you press enter, it's going to report back information about what it is that you've typed. So that's fine. I'm going to say no. No.
Do you want to keep this message?
Yes.
What would you like to do now?
Send message.
Okay, please wait. Done. Welcome to the email. Your mailbox is empty. What would you like to do now?
Okay, so there we have the email client, which is obviously very straightforward, apart from the fact that you have to type most of it. What you can do is send a voice message to somebody. You probably noticed that during the options, and that would enable you to talk naturally to the person. The difficulty with that is that most people who receive email obviously really do want text messages. So it's a case of you needing to have some keyboarding ability in order to use the Freedom Box successfully. Okay, now we'll progress to the entertainment section of the Freedom Box network. Entertainment guide.
Opening the entertainment guide. Please wait.
Welcome to the entertainment guide. There are 7 channels.
Please choose 1.
Described video service.
2.
Entertainment updates.
3.
Radio.
4.
Presets.
5.
Sports.
6.
Theater of the mind.
7.
Multimedia search.
To exit, press
radio.
Okay.
Radio. Welcome to the radio channel. There are 34 choices in this channel.
Please choose 1.
ACP radio.
2.
Adult contemporary.
3.
Adult standards.
4.
Alternative and new rock.
5.
Amateur radio.
6.
BBC.
7.
Business talk.
8.
Cable DSL.
9.
Christian.
10.
So as you can tell, there are a lot of different genres that are 11. Being described here. You're getting quite a lot of choice in terms of 12. The content. I'm going to go for something that we all 13. Know really well, and that is ACB radio, and see how we get on with that, see 14. How easy it is to actually 10. Load a radio station.
15.
80s.
16.
German oldies.
ACB radio.
Okay.
ACB radio. Welcome to the ACB radio category. There are 12 choices in this category.
Please choose 1.
Convention 2003.
2.
ACB radio stations.
3.
ACB reports.
4.
Accessible games.
ACB radio stations.
Okay.
ACB radio stations. Welcome to the ACB radio stations subcategory. There are 6 choices in this subcategory.
Please choose 1.
ACB radio cafe broadband.
2.
ACB radio cafe modem feed.
3.
ACB radio interactive broadband.
ACB radio interactive broadband.
Okay, playing.
ACB radio interactive broadband.
Please wait while I download the audio.
We are. We're waiting for it. I have to say I've never tried this before, so we'll see exactly what happens and how long it takes in order to connect to the stream. Usually I can do this. I was going to say, usually I can do this fairly instantaneously via Winamp.
Funny thing, I just can't be bothered. Seems I don't want...
One item which definitely will have international appeal is the news centre, because it really does give you news headlines and in-depth news information from across the globe. So let's go there.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
News center.
Opening the news center. Please wait. Welcome to the news center.
There are 4 channels.
Please choose 1.
News and talk radio.
2.
News headlines.
3.
Periodicals.
4.
Text news.
News headlines.
Okay.
Welcome to the News Headlines channel. There are 23 choices in this channel.
BBC News Summary, London.
Okay, playing.
BBC News Summary, London.
Please wait while I download the audio.
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 13 hours GMT for BBC News Online.
The leaders of Britain, France and Germany have met in Berlin to try to put their disagreements over Iraq behind them.
So that's obviously taken from the BBC World Service. And there are news headlines available from a variety of different radio stations across the globe, as I said. Let's just go back and review some of the other radio stations.
The meeting was agreement on the aim of a stable and democratic Iraq.
Please choose 1.
ABC Radio Australia Live.
2.
Associated Press.
3.
Associated Press News updated hourly.
4.
BBC Business News.
5.
BBC News Summary London.
6.
Commentaire.
7.
Digital Pipeline.
8.
Headline News Story.
9.
Health Watch.
10.
High Tech Buzz.
11.
National News Update.
12.
National Weather.
Go to Assistant.
You are located in the Assistant. What would you like to do now?
Shopping.
Opening the shopping mall. Please wait.
Welcome to the shopping mall. Amazon is currently the only store here, so let's go there now.
Welcome to Amazon. Where would you like to go?
Hopefully, if we leave it long enough, we'll get some options.
Please choose 1.
Search all stores.
2. Babies R Us. 3. Books. 4. Camera and photo. 5. Computers. 6. DVDs. 7. Electronics. 8. Kitchen. 9. Magazine subscriptions. 10. Music. 11. Outdoor living. 12. Software.
Music.
Okay, please wait. Welcome to the music store. What would you like to do now? Please choose 1. Search. 2. Browse subjects. What would you like to do now?
I think this is one of the really great things about the Freedom Box. As I said, if you leave it long enough, it will give you the options. If you're not sure what to say or which keys to press, then it's going to remind you periodically. And I think that's really good. You don't need to go into the help in order to be reminded of the various options. And if you want to interrupt the speech at any time, you just hold down the control key and speak the option, or you can press the relevant key on the keyboard. Search.
Okay. Please say the artist title and or label character by character, or type it on the keyboard.
I'm going to type it on the keyboard. Now, I happen to know that Terry is a fan of the Beatles. Personally, I don't care for them, but we'll see if we can actually purchase him a CD from the Freedom Box Network. See how easy it would be. So I'll type in the Beatles and press enter.
You entered
the Beatles.
So we did.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, please wait. There are more than 100 products matching your search criteria.
You are on page 1 of 17.
Please choose 1.
Abbey Road by the Beatles, $13.49.
2.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, $13.49.
3.
The Beatles' The White Album by Beatles, $27.98.
4.
The Beatles' One by the Beatles, $13.49.
5.
Rubber Soul UK by the Beatles, $13.49.
Actually, that's quite a good album, Six. Rubber Soul. I think we'll go for that one. But okay. I like the way the interface is presented. You don't have to, as you do with a screen reader, find your way around lots of links, half of which really don't mean anything that might be graphical. It's all very, very well laid out. So each album within the list of over 100, and remember there are 17 pages to go through. Each album is numerically labeled, which is really good. Rubber Soul.
Okay, you've selected Rubber Soul UK by the Beatles.
Audio track samples are available for this selection.
Oh, good.
What would you like to do now? Please choose 1. Product details. 2. Add to shopping cart. 3. Buy with one click. 4. Product reviews. 5. Audio track samples. What would you like to do now?
Audio track samples.
Okay, please wait. There are 14 tracks on this disc.
There are samples for 5 of these tracks.
Please choose 1.
Drive My Car.
2.
Norwegian Wood Is Bird Has Flown.
3.
You Won't See Me.
4.
Nowhere Man.
5.
Think For Yourself.
To go back, press the 0 key or say go back.
Norwegian Wood.
Okay, playing.
Nowhere Man.
Oh,
please wait while I download the audio.
Perhaps because I didn't say the full title, I don't know whether that had anything to do with it. Okay, and we won't actually hear any more of that. But that's how easy it is, really, to select an audio sample. And I think that was great, and it didn't take very long. I'm using a broadband connection, of course. Buy with one click.
Okay, please wait.
Before you can make a purchase for the first time, you need to create an account with Amazon. The following information will be used to create your account with Amazon. Your name is Brian Harkin. Your email address is harkin@myfreedombox.com and your Amazon password will be the same as your Freedom Box PIN. Do you want to continue?
No.
Okay, your purchase has been cancelled.
What would you like to do now?
Go to assistant.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
Browser.
Starting the browser. Please wait. Welcome to the web browser. What would you like to do now?
Enter a website address.
Please say the website address character by character or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Okay, so I'm typing in www.tntconsultancy.com and I'll press enter.
Do you want to go to
www.tntconsultancy.com?
Yes.
Okay, please wait.
Browsing page. This page has 15 links. Link, click here to skip navigation. TNT Consultancy Limited logo. Link, homepage. Link, about us.
It's a bit slow, isn't it?
Link, products. Link, services. Link, links. Link, the TNT team.
If you want to search for a page, you can use a search engine,
link,
and all you
price
need to
list.
Do is actually say, search the web.
Link, JSA. Link, latest news.
Follow a link.
Please choose a link.
Click here to skip navigation, homepage, about us, products, services, technical support, contact us, links, the TNT team. Next, links menu.
The TNT team.
Browsing page, meet TNT Consultancy Limited team. This page has 22 links.
What would you like to do now?
And we could either read the page by saying browse page, or we could say follow a link to get to a list of links, and then we could select a link from that list. So it's extremely easy to be able to browse a page. I'm not sure what other navigation you can actually do, though, whether you can navigate line by line, whether you can copy anything or not, or whether you just have to listen to the page all in one string. As far as I'm concerned at the moment, from my limited knowledge of this product, it's a case of being able to just browse the page and listen to it all in one segment. There is one small advantage in there being a substantial gap between each piece of text being read by the Key to Freedom, and that is that when you encounter a link within the reading of the text, you can say select, and that will take you immediately to the page in question. So, for example, if the Key to Freedom said about us, and then there was quite a gap before it carried on to the next piece of text, you could say select, and it would take you to the page entitled About Us. We really haven't demonstrated many of the options within the Freedom Box and provided by the Key to Freedom. For example, we haven't demonstrated the Freedom Scan, nor the Weather Center, or the TV listings, anything of that nature we really haven't talked about. We also haven't demonstrated what the Freedom Forums are all about. But you should be able to have seen from the demo so far that all the options are laid out in a very similar manner. They all have menu choices associated with them. And once you get used to the different choices available, you'll be able to move around the Freedom Box network extremely fast. And you'll just be able to use the voice prompt that you need in order to action a particular item.
Mike, it seems to me that you're interfacing in a really, really simple way with things which normally, as visually impaired people, we associate as being quite complicated, like, for example, navigation the internet.
The way we've done Freedom Box is not so much that we've simplified it. In the past, we've had to learn so much just to get a little. Here, it's kind of the equivalent of taking your 2 or 3 year old child and throwing him in the deep end of the pool and saying, okay, now learn to swim to the edge. Here with Freedom Box, you know, you can learn very basic verbal commands. You use one key to execute those commands. That's at its most simplest. We like to consider that the steps on the low end of the pool. Now, as you get deeper into Freedom Box and deeper into your knowledge of what internet concepts and what web services and things like that are, the system does get a little more complicated, but really what it does is being flexible and being a flexible user interface, it meets you at your level of intuitiveness. It doesn't demand that you have a certain level of intuition to be able to interact with it.
But Mike, I've used the Amazon website and I'm a competent screen reader user. And it can take me sometimes 5 or 10 minutes to buy a compact disc. It just seems so easy to buy that Beatles CD. How come you can make it so easy? How have you been able to take a mainstream website, such as Amazon.com, and make it so simple?
And cutting out the fluff in the website and getting down to the nitty-gritty of what the website is going to do. Also, remember, you're looking at, as a blind person, at a one-dimensional situation. We need to look at things linearly across the page and then go and not only hear all the selections on the page, but then go back and find them. Here, it's just a matter of hearing them and then saying the one you want. It's very human in the way that we communicate. We're communicating across thousands of miles here, and we're using a basic form of communication, our voices. That is the most basic human manner of communication. And what we've done is we've enabled that through a computer.
One of the potential downsides and disappointments to me is the fact that when we're using our voice to control Freedom Box to dictate emails or whatever, we have to spell things out character by character. Do you see that voice input improving? Do you see us being in a situation where we will actually be able to, as you can with natural speech input technology, dictate your emails speaking the words rather than having to speak character by character?
Being very candid, Terry, I'll say the short answer is yes, absolutely. Now, the other answer is you'll never hear smoke and mirrors from this company. I'm not going to put a product out on the market that has the ability to do text input dictation and then is going to require a great deal of training. I'm looking at a user here that is sick and tired of dealing with complicated technology. They're looking for a means to an end. And frankly, you know, while dictation is here, it's possible, we do not achieve the 98% speech recognition that we do now right off the bat. We don't achieve that by doing the impossible. And right now, doing the impossible is doing dictation. Everything in life, with the exception of a blank sheet of paper or a blank canvas for an artist, has a predefined path of progress. And that's how we can make Freedom Box talk so well. It's natural language recognition, predictive language recognition. We are predicting what the consumer or what the user is going to say. And we cannot do that when we're dictating an email because we really don't know what you're going to say. So, you know, if you're doing banking or if you're doing email or if you're doing the entertainment guide or if you're doing the news center or something where the vocabulary is slightly known to the computer, it doesn't need to do anything but focus on your voice. If you are trying to dictate a letter to the computer, any sound you make, whether it be a snuffle or a cough or a breath or a word, the computer needs to compare that within milliseconds to hundreds of thousands of words in the English language and determine, was that a word? And then, was that a word from Terry? In the future, as voice recognition gets better and dictation gets better, I most certainly will be one of the first internally to advocate adding it to our client software. But at this point, we don't believe that voice recognition, as far as dictation, is there yet.
Let me ask you about uptake. What's the uptake been in America? What kind of user base do you have? And does the user base you have reflect the range of potential users you spoke of earlier?
We actually have a pretty good user base. We've been on the market for about a year and a half, a year and three quarters here in the U.S., and we've been relatively satisfied with the response. Now, those users that we have been able to get to tend to be everything from the gentleman out of California who's blind. He's a quadriplegic, and he has cerebral palsy, and he was able to look up his sports team and use the system effectively. We also have folks with spinal cord injuries, lots of people in their 80s and their 70s and their 60s that use our system. And again, just that person who's tired of working with a computer all day. We have a comment line, and we get comments, oh, I deal with a computer all day, and when I get home, I just want to kick back and I just talk to it and tell it to play a movie for me or whatever, and just forget about that I'm even working with a computer.
Within that comes the concept of Freedom Forums. Explain to me a little about those and what they are and what they do and how they fit into the overall concept, will you?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because the Freedom Forums and our chat are both very, very close to my heart. I would submit that the biggest problem that the disability community has had is being heard as individuals. This is what the Freedom Forums are about. Basically, any member of the Freedom Box community can go in and create a forum. We do not censor these forums. We do not check them. We do not make sure that you're saying the right things that are politically correct. They are forums that allow our users to go up there and get on a soapbox and make statements and have open discussions. These are ways for our community to gather information to itself, about itself. And then, of course, you've got the chat, which allows the community to communicate. So they're just community-building things that allow you to meet people with similar tastes and similar interests.
Now, whilst you're developing your user community, presumably you're also onwardly striving to develop the range of content which you have on offer. Large organizations like Amazon, for example, are they generally enthusiastic when you approach them?
I wish I could say that my experiences with corporate America, corporate Europe, corporate wherever have been exciting and fulfilling and rewarding. It's an uphill battle. Don't misunderstand it, folks. The whole bottom line behind entertainment and everything else is that money exchange hands at some point in the transaction. So this community is not perceived as a group of people who have any money. Now, that has further been exacerbated, of course, by the difficulty in reaching portions of the community. So you're trying to acquire market share, and you're trying to convince corporates that there's a viable market share out there to be had, but you can't get the market share without their particular service, Amazon in this particular case. Amazon was a hard nut to crack, but they were very responsive and have continued to be very receptive.
Listening to the content and listening to the whole delivery, it's obviously currently very polarized towards the American market. What plans do you have, Mike, to spread beyond America?
Well, we are currently discussing with some folks in the UK at providing Freedom Box services to their users. Understand, there's more to it than just making it speak UK English, making it recognize UK English. There's a whole local infrastructure that needs to take place. Sure, we fully intend to go into the British market. However, there needs to be a good financial reason for us to go there. And that would only be determined by us establishing a relationship with a reputable UK distributor who is not only going to just sell somebody a key to freedom, but also going to support that, help with the training, make sure that localized content is there.
And what's the future, Mike?
My eventual goal for Freedom Box is integration, is mainstream. I believe that the flexible user interface is going to revolutionize the way that not only disabled folks use computers, but that everybody does. It's not the community that's so disabled anymore. It's the technology. And therefore, because of the disability of the technology, this group of people that does things a little differently has been disenfranchised from being able to access products and services that everybody else enjoys. I hope to be able to generate a model that others will see, and that the same methodologies and the same flexible user interface concepts that we've used in our products will be incorporated into more mainstream consumer products.
Terry Clasper talking to Mike Calvo. And if you'd like to know more about the Ceratec Corporation and indeed the Freedom Box and all its associated products, you can visit the website at www.freedombox.info.
Alternatively, if you live in the States, you can call their toll-free customer services order line, which is on 877-661-3785. And if you want to call from the UK, it's 001-877-661-3785.
That's all from Main Menu this week. Don't forget, of course, you can find us on the web at acbradio.org/mainmenu.html.